Hi everyone, I'm Carrie from United We Game, and this is your News Bite for October 17th, 2013. At the end of September, Valve released to the masses its new Steam Machine and Steam Controller. While the controller's design is reminiscent of the shape that we see in most of today's controllers, its face is anything but. Valve replaced the traditional joysticks, D-pad, and buttons with two circular trackpads on either side of the device and a touchscreen in the center. Placed around the touchscreen at its corners are four small buttons bearing the letters X, Y, A, and B, and there are also trigger buttons at the top of the controller. But it's those trackpads that are getting everyone's attention. This new design introduces, as Valve claims on its website, quote, a new generation of super precise haptic feedback employing dual linear resonant actuators, unquote. Essentially, what's under and attached to the trackpads are electromagnets that, quote, are capable of delivering a wide range of force and vibration, allowing precise control over frequency, amplitude, and direction of movement, unquote. To show off the Steam controller's precision and design, Valve has released a new video showing the controller being used with Portal 2 and Civilization 5. So let's discuss. First off, you should know that I'm not much of a PC gamer anymore. I used to really enjoy it, but nowadays I'm more on consoles than anything. The last game I played on the PC in earnest, using a keyboard and all that, was Doom 2. And that was a long time ago. Now, regardless, the announcement of the Steam Machine and the controller went over very well in my house, as we've been looking forward to the release of something from Steam, some sort of console from them, ever since the original Steambox rumors first surfaced in 2012. Now, when I first saw the controller, my thoughts immediately went to my tablet, of all things. I have a Nexus 7, which has been great for games, except that I'm not a fan of its more complex touch screen controls. So I don't mean the tapping and swiping movements that are associated with many mobile games. I mean the controls that come with the likes of Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which I've been playing through. Great game, but the controls are really hit or miss. Just like with a gamepad, you use your left thumb in a space on the left side of the screen to move your character around in the game itself, and you use your right thumb to hit action buttons, you know, accelerating a car, shooting a gun, and so on. Using the touchscreen in this way is something that I'm just not used to. And now the Valve controller looks much more comfortable, obviously, than the face of a tablet. And the video shows off, you know, some pretty precise moves with those trackpads in use. So I'm sure that there's hope for my judgmental predisposing. But I've heard from and can concur with PC gamers that you just sometimes can't beat the accuracy of a keyboard and mouse over a game controller. And thinking about using the Steam controller for an RTS game or an RPG is one thing, but thinking about using it for a 2D platformer or a fighting game, I'm not so sure. I mean, the thought of trying to pull off a 360 pile driver with the Steam controller makes me a little uneasy. But that's just me. What do you think? Is the Steam controller the wave of the future, or is it just another gamey gimmick? Let us know in the comments. This has been your News Bite from United We Game. Be sure to check us out online at WeGameUnited.com, give us a like on Facebook at Facebook.com/WeGameUnited, and follow us on Twitter at UnitedWeGame. We'd rather be gaming, so we are!